Well, hello and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us again. Welcome if it's your first time. Today, the cobwebby corner of jazz recorded history we're going to be exploring is actually from New York in the 1930s. We're going to be listening to some recordings made under the name of Mez Mezero. Mez Mezero was born Milton Mezero, or Mezero, I think, in Chicago in 1899. He was ethnically white and was raised in a fairly strict Jewish household, but he got into trouble as a young man and ended up in various reform schools and detention centers and even in prison, I think, at a couple of points. And he found that his interactions with African Americans in those places were more satisfactory than his interactions with white people. And he came to embrace black culture musically and in terms of dance, entertainment, you name it, to the point where he self-identified as black, even though he certainly wasn't. He was listed as African-American on his draft card in World War II. He really went in the whole way. His wife was an African-American lady, and he always lived in black sections of town and so forth. And his musical interest was primarily New Orleans jazz. While he was in Chicago, he became a devotee of the music of Jimmy Noon, the clarinet player, and of course Louis Armstrong, too. He also started a very lucrative side career as a source of high-grade marijuana for musicians and anybody else, I suppose, and Louis Armstrong was one of his best customers for the rest of his life. Mezero played often in Chicago, started recording there as well in the middle, or rather the late 1920s. He made his way to New York in the early 1930s and started doing some recordings under his own name. His interactions, I guess you'd have to say, with the other musicians had more to do with his ability to find drugs for them than his musical ability. He was not a very good clarinet player, as you will hear, and not a trained musician in any way. He was a very honest musician. He believed in the early New Orleans jazz style, and for his entire life, that's what he played. But he was very limited in technique and imagination, and why he decided to put a big band together is kind of an open question, since he didn't really read music himself. He had to have arrangements that were made to feature whatever it was that he was able to do at a given time. He was, however, very liberal in his politics and his idea of race. His bands were always mixed bands, white and black players, and that's probably the large reason that they never were successful in the 1930s. Of course, this was a time of segregation. Max Kaminski, the trumpet player, played in a couple of his groups. We're going to hear him coming up, and he left an account of some of Mezero's bands in his autobiography called A Life in Jazz. And at some point in the middle to late 30s, they were playing at some sort of a ballroom, and in order to get some publicity, they painted a giant swastika on the floor for people to dance on and stomp on. And an interesting idea. It didn't translate into any particular success for the band, though. So we're going to start out with a series of four recordings made on November 6th of 1933, and these were released on the Brunswick label. Mez Mezero and his orchestra. And again, this is a mixed band. The trumpet section is, I believe, all white players. Max Kaminski, who will play the solos. Freddie Goodman, who is the brother of Benny. And Ben Gusick on trumpets. Floyd O'Brien was a white trombone player from Chicago who was a very, very good blues and jazz trombone player of the day who never got complete recognition. Mez Mezero plays clarinet and alto and apparently did some sort of arranging on a couple of these tunes. Benny Carter, the great African-American player, played alto sax and trumpet and did some arranging and sings on the fourth tune. Johnny Russell, a fine tenor sax player who was playing with Willie Bryant's band and various other Harlem groups, played tenor. Teddy Wilson at the beginning of his recording career is on piano. Clayton Sunshine Duer on guitar. The New Orleans bass player Pops Foster and Jack Mazel on drums. An interesting little group. But we're going to hear four tunes. We're going to hear a tune called Free Love, which was an arrangement by Benny Carter, featuring solos all around, a Mez Mezero tune and an arrangement called Dissonance. Then, Swinging with Mez, an arrangement credited both to Mez Mezero and Floyd O'Brien. And then a pop tune, Love, You're Not the One for Me, recorded, I think, also by Benny Carter, and here sung by Benny Carter as well. So those are our first four tunes. Then we're going to jump over to the next session, which was done about 6 months later, May 7th of 1934, this one done for Victor. And we're going to hear Old Fashioned Love, the James B. Johnson tune, This was arranged by Alex Hill, the piano player, who we featured on various broadcasts in the past, podcasts, I should say. And then Apologies, another Mesmero tune and arrangement. And in this band, we have Max Kaminski again, doing solos and playing in the section, along with Ronald Jones and Chelsea Queeley on trumpets, Floyd O'Brien again on trombone, Mesmero and Benny Carter in the saxophone section, this time joined by Bud Freeman, who was Mesmero's contemporary in Chicago from the decade before. The great Willie the Lion Smith plays piano, John Kirby on bass, and Chick Webb taking a little time out from his band playing drums. And as I said, Alex Hill did some of the arranging on here. So those are our first six tunes. From November 6th of 1933, Free Love, Dissonance, Swingin' with Mez, and Love You're Not the One for Me, followed by, from May 7th of 1934, Old Fashioned Love and Apologies, done by Mesmero and his orchestra. Thank you.
Joy and leave the sorrow. I'll have to let you be. You're not the one for me. Love, you'd only break my heart tomorrow and bring me misery. You're not the one for me. Love, 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 love. Though you're the one I crave for, the one I fought and slaved for, I'll nevermore behave or rave for love. You held me fast in your embraces, but now at last I'm free. You're not the one for me. Thank you.
It's definitely one of the stranger endings of jazz recordings of the 1930s, sort of breaking down after a while from a piano solo by Willie the Lion Smith to a bass solo by John Kirby and then to a few drum hits by Chick Webb, and that was it. Anyway, that was a tune called Apologies, arranged such as it was and composed by Mez Mezro, the leader of the band. And we preceded that with Old Fashioned Love, an arrangement by Alex Hill. Both of those were from May 7th of 1934, recorded and released on Victor Records. All of these recorded in New York today. And in the band at that point was Max Kaminsky, Reynold Jones, and Chelsea Queely on trumpets. And I think it was Max Kaminsky who played the trumpet solos on those. It's a little out of his style. He was certainly playing in a much more Louis Armstrong derived way, which was not his way when he played with Eddie Condon and so forth. Might be suggested that the trumpet soloist in that case was Benny Carter, but there were a couple of places where the trumpet solos overlapped with saxophone section passages, so it couldn't have been he. Floyd O'Brien played trombone, did some excellent solos on both of those numbers. Mez Mezro was on clarinet. He was featured in and out of the ensemble on that last tune, Apologies. Benny Carter on alto sax, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, with some good outings, especially on Old Fashioned Love, the James P. Johnson tune. And then the rhythm section that I just mentioned, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, John Kirby on bass, and Chick Webb on drums. We started out that set with the four tunes from November 6th of 1933 done for Brunswick, and we heard Free Love, Dissonance, Swingin' with Mez, and Love You're Not the One for Me. All of those done on the same date. They were all in part or completely composed by the bandleader, Mez Mezro. Free Love was an arrangement by Benny Carter. Dissonance was a Mez Mezro arrangement that featured the composer and bandleader on alto sax. He actually sounded a little better on alto than he did on clarinet or tenor, which he also recorded on. Then, Swingin' with Mez had a good trumpet solo in there that, again, I think might have been Max Kaminsky, but possibly could have been Benny Carter. And then Love You're Not the One for Me, which was a co-composition with Mezro and Benny Carter, and Benny Carter took the vocal. He had recorded that with his band shortly before. I also was remiss in not saying on Apologies. The last tune had an excellent Benny Carter solo that started out with a nice growl, and then Max Kaminsky on trumpet definitely there, and Floyd O'Brien, and also some good Bud Freeman on tenor sax. So we're going to play the next, or the last two tunes from that May 7th session. We're going to hear Send in the Vipers, which was another Mezro composition and arrangement, and 35th and Calumet, Chicago intersection, and that was commemorated in this tune in a composition and arrangement by Floyd O'Brien, also Mez Mezro. And we'll be hearing all those solos again. Then we're going to hear three tunes from a smaller group that Mezro recorded with for Victor, released on the Bluebird label, done on March 12th of 1936, so into the swing era at this point. We're going to hear A Melody from the Sky, Lost, and Mutiny in the Parlor, three Tin Pan Alley tunes that were recorded by numerous other bands at the same time. We're going to hear in this band Frankie Newton on trumpet with Mezro on clarinet, Bud Freeman again on tenor sax, with Willie the Lion Smith again on piano, Al Casey on loan, I guess, from Fats Waller's band on guitar, Wellman Bro, who had shortly before or was about to leave the Duke Ellington band on bass, George Stafford on drums. He had played with the Charlie Johnson band and a couple of others in the 1920s. And on the first tune of that set, Melody from the Sky, we're going to hear Lucilla Stewart on vocals. So those will be the three tunes from March 12th, and we'll finish that set off with the other tune in the next set. So that's coming up. Mez Mezro and his orchestra doing Send in the Vipers and 35th and Calumet, and then Mez Mezro and his swing band doing Melody from the Sky, Lost, and Mutiny in the Parlor. Thank you.
figure seems to hum a melody from the sky. Over on the hill I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady dove.
Thank you.
there we had two very different bands, both led by Mez Mezro. We started out with the balance of the May 7th, 1934 session for Victor. We heard Send in the Vipers and 35th and Calumet. Both of them were really vehicles for the soloists in the band. Send in the Vipers featured a pretty good clarinet solo by the leader, along with a great alto solo by Benny Carter, and fine trombone by Floyd O'Brien, and a muted trumpet solo by Max Kaminsky. There was an open trumpet solo later on that I think might have been Reynold Jones, and he possibly did the solo on Apologies or something like that, or Old Fashioned Love on the last set. It's kind of hard to tell. He was later known as a lead trumpet player who played for Count Basie and Lionel Hampton and other bands, but in the 1930s he did several combo recordings where he was a soloist, including one with Lil Armstrong. So following those two tunes, and by the way, we heard a good Bud Freeman solo on 35th and Calumet, we went to the Mez Mezro and His Swing Band session of March 12, 1936, and we heard Melody from the Sky, Lost, and Mutiny in the Parlor. Melody from the Sky had a vocal by Lucille Stewart, and there were no vocals on the other two. We have vocal performances by several other groups that recorded those two tunes, notably on Mutiny in the Parlor, right around the same time, also for Victor, strangely enough. The Gene Krupa Swing Band with Roy Eldridge, Chu Berry, and Benny Goodman all recorded that tune with a vocal by Helen Ward. I'm not sure why they had competing versions of the same tune on that, but there you go. So in that band, we also had Frankie Newton on trumpet, Mez Mezro on clarinet, Bud Freeman on tenor, Willie Lyon Smith on piano, Albert Casey on guitar, Wellman Breaux on bass, and George Stafford on drums. And Mutiny in the Parlor had, I guess, what I would call kind of the prototypical Mez Mezro clarinet solo. A lot of heat and not a lot of light in there, but certainly very honestly delivered, shall we say. We have one more tune from that session. There were actually three more sides issued from that session. Two of them were the comic sort of party tune, Eyes a Muggin' by violinist Stuff Smith, and the entire second side was devoted to Willie the Lion kind of doing his shtick on that tune. It's a whole counting game with double talk and so forth. Not a lot of music on that side. A little bit on the first side, but I decided to omit both of them. We are, however, going to hear The Panic Is On, a tune that was recorded by Fats Waller and others at the same time. Then we're going to round out our Mez Mezro and His Orchestra tribute with another session by Mez Mezro and His Orchestra from June 14th of 1937, so quite a bit later, well into the swing era here. This was also done for Victor. Interesting personnel in this group. We have a mix of old and new, certainly. We have Cy Oliver on trumpet. He was known not so much as a trumpet player as an arranger and composer, first with Jimmy Lunsford and His Orchestra, then with Tommy Dorsey's Orchestra, and then later as the house director for Decca Records, and then leading his own bands into the 70s and 80s. But he takes some good solos on this, certainly. We're going to hear J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, who at the time I think was still playing with the Louis Armstrong Orchestra, directed by Louis Russell. Mez Mezro on clarinet. Happy Caldwell on tenor sax. He was a regular Harlem jazz participant through the 1920s on tenor and clarinet. He never really hit it big with any bands, but he played with a lot of the Harlem bands all the way up into the 1950s and 60s, and was very well regarded by his peers. Sonny White is on piano, Bernard Addison on guitar, Pops Foster is back on bass, and also from the Jimmy Lunsford band, Jimmy Crawford on drums. And we're going to hear four tunes. We're going to hear The Blues in Disguise, an arrangement and composition by Mezro and Edgar Sampson, another Edgar Sampson arrangement on That's How I Feel Today, another Edgar Sampson arrangement on the Hot Club Stomp, and then kind of a swing Tin Pan Alley tune by Larry Clinton and arranged by him called The Swing Sessions Called to Order. We have some good playing all around here. So that's our last set of Mez Mezro and His Orchestra. First of all, Mez Mezro and His Swing Band doing The Panic Is On, and then going back to Mez Mezro and His Orchestra, and Blues in Disguise, That's How I Feel Today, the Hot Club Stomp, and The Swing Sessions Called to Order. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was Mez Mezro and his orchestra. We started out with one tune, the last tune that I played of Mez Mezro and his swing band from March 12th of 1936, The Panic Is On, which had some odd moments in it. One commentator who was writing about that said, Willie the Lion must have gotten lost in his solo because Frankie Newton came in the wrong place and the song ended up with an extra 8 bars, which it did. Very odd, probably shouldn't have been released. Probably another try should have been made, but whoever it was determined it was good enough. We heard Frankie Newton doing some outstanding trumpet work. He was a very underrated trumpet player from this period. Mez Mezro on clarinet, Bud Freeman doing some interesting tenor playing. He was, I believe, at the time with Tommy Dorsey's band. Willie the Lion Smith on piano, Al Casey on guitar, Wellman Bro on bass, and George Stafford on drums. Then we went to the four tunes by sort of a little big band, I guess you'd have to say. Just four horns, but some very good functional, if skeletal, arrangements by Eddie Sauter on the first three numbers and Larry Clinton on the last. Really just kind of horn voicings for riff choruses and introductions and so forth, but gave the session a little more organization than the other Mezro ones did. This was from June 14th of 1937, released on Victor. We heard a rare solo outing for Cy Oliver on trumpet. Played some very good muted solos on here, as he did on a few of the early Jimmy Lunsford recordings, although, as he said, he didn't consider himself a great soloist. He would write arrangements to feature the things that he felt he did well, but here he led the section very well, and led the horns, I should say, and also did some very capable solos. J.C. Higginbottom did some much better than capable solos on trombone. He was doing well in his career at this point. Alcoholism hadn't overtaken him just yet, and he had kind of emerged, at least for this session, from the influence that Tommy Dorsey and Lawrence Brown had exerted over him. He was back to his blustery self from his earlier Louis Russell days. Mez Mezro played some interesting clarinet work, including quite a good break on that last tune, this swing session's Call to Order. Happy Caldwell is on tenor sax. He is, again, not a well-known or a well-recorded musician. He did numerous things in the 1920s. He actually, I believe, appears in the Bessie Smith film St. Louis Blues playing tenor sax. He's probably known best for the Jelly Roll Morton session he did in 1939 with Sidney Bechet. We also heard Sonny White on piano, Bernard Addison on guitar, Pops Foster on bass, and the great Jimmy Crawford from the Lunsford Band on drums. We started that with Blues in Disguise, followed by That's How I Feel Today, The Hot Club Stomp, and this swing session's Called to Order, all featuring solos all around. Very good players, all of them, and a very good jazz set with some organization as well. So I hope you enjoyed this program. Mez Mezro, as I said, was not considered a great clarinet player by any stretch, but he put some interesting bands together, and his music during the 1930s had a lot of different sides to it. As time went on, he became much more dedicated to strict New Orleans jazz. In fact, he started recording for Victor again in November of 1938, when Hugh Panazier came over from France and had him set up some recording dates with Sidney Bechet and other people. We're going to do a podcast of some of the recordings that he did without Bechet for Victor, with Tommy Ladner and so forth. Might actually be a radio show coming up, we'll see. And then in the 1940s, he and Bechet joined forces to produce a whole series of really quite good recordings for Mezro's King Jazz label, and we've done a podcast on those in the past. The two of them playing reeds, often with Hot Lips Page on trumpet, and quite a cast of other people as well. So, you've been listening to The Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. If you'd like to support us, we'd love to have more members of the family. Please hit that little button and do what you can. If you'd like to get in touch with us, let me know any other programs you might be interested in. Check me out on WolverineJazzBand.net and The Wolverine Jazz Band on Facebook and Instagram. So, thank you very much. I'll see you on the other side.